For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The river of lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is causing more destruction on the Big Island. Police spokesman Alan Richmond.
The lava just wiped out hundreds of homes overnight and is now pouring into the Kapoho Bay.
Some ancient stone fishing ponds were also destroyed. Most of the residents in the area have evacuated. In Guatemala, rescuers were pulled from communities near the volcano of fire because of new flows of superheated volcanic material. There are new evacuations that were triggered by this new plume. These areas are where people had previously gone to seek shelter from the pyroclastic clouds, fast-moving currents of hot gas and volcanic matter. The death toll is at least 70 and is expected to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The river of lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is causing more destruction on the Big Island. Police spokesman Alan Richmond.
The lava just wiped out hundreds of homes overnight and is now pouring into the Kapoho Bay.
Some ancient stone fishing ponds were also destroyed. Most of the residents in the area have evacuated. In Guatemala, rescuers were pulled from communities near the volcano of fire because of new flows of superheated volcanic material. There are new evacuations that were triggered by this new plume. These areas are where people had previously gone to seek shelter from the pyroclastic clouds, fast-moving currents of hot gas and volcanic matter. The death toll is at least 70 and is expected to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A government report says Medicare and Social Security are on shakier financial ground. Medicare is now projected to run out of money in 2026, which is 3 years earlier than projected, with Social Security to follow in 2034. Here's Max Richmond with the National Committee to Conserve Social Security and Medicare, saying he doesn't know what's behind the changes, but he does think payroll taxes could help fix the problem.
This is not a time to be cutting benefits, whether it's Social Security benefits or Medicare benefits.
With many Philadelphia Eagles planning to skip the White House Super Bowl celebration, it seems President Trump turned it into something else. The so-called Celebration of America was held after the White House canceled the Philadelphia Eagles celebration.
We love our country, we respect our flag, and we always proudly stand for the national anthem.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump is set to sign a major veterans care bill in a Wednesday White House ceremony, and USA's Chris Barnes has a quick preview.
The measures to give vets expanded access to private care at taxpayer expense, and proponents say while it will help relieve the backlog at VA health centers around the nation, critics are warning the measure is part of a broader Republican effort to privatize the Veterans Administration. President Trump is expected to tout the bill